Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association's weekly blog radio. Steve Cromer is with us, and I'm Janice Cromer, the director of AGLCA. Before we begin, I'd like to mention those sponsors who are admirals. We appreciate them and want to recognize them. Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. For those non-members out there listening to our show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways are there, obviously, along with the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our association's primary purpose is to share information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, exploring, and safely cruising America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. Please visit, and if you're not already a member, we'd love for you to join up. Tim Mullen is our guest host this week. Tim is a disabled veteran who is just starting his adventure of kayaking the Great Loop. Tim will tell the story behind this journey and his upcoming plans. During the show, if you have any questions or comments for Tim about the route or anything else, please feel free to use our toll-free number and call in. The number is 877-497-1815. Good morning, Tim. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Let's get started with the story behind the motivation of doing the loop. What prompted you to do this?
Well, I had always been more of a hiker, and one of my dreams had always been hiking the Appalachian Trail. And because of my injuries that I had when I was in the military, I've had a few back surgeries now. I can no longer do that. So I was looking for an outdoor activity that I could still enjoy. And that's when I found kayaking. And parents were doing the Great Loop. At the time, they bought a boat up in Wisconsin and drove it down the eastern seaboard. And they're still looking to finish it, I think, next summer. And when I did more research into that, it seemed like a perfect adventure. Instead of just being the north-south of the Appalachian Trail, I could stay in good weather with the loop for the whole way. So it seemed like a perfect option.
And why kayaking and not some other sport that you were able to do?
Well, the kayaking came around after not being able to go out and hike and do a lot of other things. And I was looking for something else to do, and I live in South Florida, so being on the water made a lot of sense.
Sure.
Some of the bigger boats, being on them and rocking back and forth can be real stressful to my back, but I thought kayaking was a pretty good option, and I had enjoyed it, kayaking in the Keys at my uncle's house. And then I ran into the Irish Water Dogs, and they're a group that takes veterans out on the water kayaking. And they were based up in Jacksonville, kind of too far away for me to go. But when I saw these guys and what they were doing, and some people had much, much worse injuries than I had, and they were getting out kayaking, it seemed like a great option. So I went out and bought one, and a year and a half later, I feel pretty confident in it now.
Fantastic. Do you mind talking about your injury, or is that something you'd rather pass over?
I suppose it's I broke my back, the disc in my lower back.
Oh.
But not doing anything real exciting in training. So
early on in your military career.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, tell us about the route that you plan to go. Obviously, you're starting up the East Coast.
Yes. I'm planning on starting in Delaware. And right away, it's going to be one of the parts that I'm going to be going on that's a little bit different than some of the bigger boats can go. I'm going to go up the Delaware Canal to Trenton, New Jersey, and do a portage there to the Delaware Raritan Canal and take that north, and eventually it'll lead me to New York, or to a little bit south of New York. But and then I'll be on the same route, and from there I'm going to go up the Hudson and through the Turn Severin, and then follow the east coast of Wisconsin down towards Green Bay. And when I get there, it'll be the other spot that I'm going to go in that some of the bigger boats can't go, and I'm going to follow the Fox River in all the way through until Portage, Wisconsin, and do a portage there to the Wisconsin River and go down to the Mississippi, and then follow Mississippi down to the Tombigbee, and then continue around.
And you'll cross the Gulf in your kayak, or you, well, I guess you'll take the Gulf Intracoastal.
Yes, yeah, I'll be on the Intracoastal. I got to hug the shore the whole way.
So. Yeah, I can imagine. How long do you think the whole trip is going to take, Tim?
I'm thinking about a year is what I have set aside. I might get done a little bit sooner, but I don't see any reason to rush it.
Well, that is a fantastic journey. I wish you well. Do you have any favorite places yet to stop, or are you just going to kind of take it as it comes?
Well, one of them will happen pretty quickly in the trip, and that's seeing the Statue of Liberty from the water.
Wonderful.
I've always wanted to see that, and I think that'll be the right way to approach it. And then, well, I have family in Wisconsin, so that'll be a big stop for me going and seeing them, and I'm hoping that they through some of the locks that are still not open on the Fox River. So that'll be good. And then coming back up the coast, I really look forward to seeing Kitty Hawk. I saw that as a kid and would really like to go back and see where the Wright brothers did their did all their work and flew their first plane.
And you're not intimidated to bring your kayak to the Statue of Liberty with that big water up there?
Oh, no, I have quite a large kayak. I have an 18-foot long kayak that's made to be in some rough water, so it won't be a problem. I'll be bobbing up and down like a cork, but it'll be just fine for me to be in there.
Okay, I think we're going to break for a commercial if we're ready. One of our newer Commander sponsors, Miami Beach Marina, is with us today, and this is the first time that we'll be playing their commercial.
The magic of Miami Beach is yours when you plan your waterfront stay at the Miami Beach Marina. Their 400 boat slips provide plenty of dock space in South Florida for vessels up to 250 feet. Slips are complete with fresh water, electricity, telephone, and cable hookups, and the rates are affordable. By land, Miami Beach Marina is only minutes from downtown Miami, I-95, and 20 minutes to Miami International Airport. By water, you're only 5 minutes from the dock to the Atlantic and or easy access to the Intracoastal Waterway, Biscayne Bay, and the Florida Keys. Miami Beach Marina is a full-service facility run by a courteous and professional staff. For more information, go to www.miamibeachmarina.com.
Thanks, Beth. Tim, let's get back to my questions or my interests. Provisioning, I mean, how do you carry food, how do you carry water, and how are you going to replenish your supplies?
Well, for about the last month, I have been dehydrating a very large variety of vegetables and fruits, and now I have some meats and everything that I've dehydrated and made some jerky, so I'm going to have about a two-week supply of food on the boat with me. And then I'll be getting packages along the way. My mom's going to be sending me packages to campsites or marinas that I'll be at in the next couple of days.
And your boat can handle two weeks' worth of food? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, when it's all dehydrated and everything, it shrinks down quite a bit.
And what about water? Drinking water must take space.
Yeah, so I'll probably only have about 2 days' worth of water on the boat most of the time. And so if there's going to be larger areas, I have a little bit more room to carry another gallon of water, but I'm hoping not to need much more than that along the trip.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. And
I
do have
how do you handle foul weather? I mean, do you have any kind of a tarp that you use or a tent or?
Yes, I have actually quite a nice tent that has a pretty big, I guess, front porch area, so I can sit inside of that and wait out the weather. And I have a nice chair to sit in, so, you know, and I'm going to have my computer along with me.
Oh,
throughout the trip,
you're bringing home with you on this kayak.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what everything has come down to. It's all so lightweight and small when it collapses. I'm just amazed compared to 10 or 15 years ago.
And how do you keep your computer dry?
I'll have one dry bag that I can use the touch screen through, and then it'll be inside of another dry bag during the trip, so hopefully it won't get wet. But,
I am just amazed that you can have that much comfort on this trip, a porch and a chair, my goodness. I was going to ask about sleeping arrangements, but you kind of, you know, answered that already. You have a tent that you'll be pitching each night.
Mm-hmm. And I have, there's a nice, real small collapsible cot that I'll be on. It keeps me about 6 inches off the ground, so I'll be nice and comfortable throughout the whole trip.
Now, what are you going to do when you're in the river system and there may not be places to stop? I know a lot of our loopers actually have to anchor several times, which I don't imagine you'll be able to manage. So where are you going to stop for the night?
Well, a lot of the rivers, if there's small islands that are uninhabited in the middle, I can stop and camp there. There are shorelines that are natural, that isn't somebody's private property. I can stop and camp there also. If I do run into areas like that, that I can't stop at all, I'll probably have to, I mean, I don't, I haven't anticipated not being able to stop somewhere.
You know, honestly,
I know two other
I'm probably wrong about that because I'm thinking our members have to anchor, but they've got like 42, 38-foot boats. With a kayak, you probably could get to a natural shoreline or a small island.
Right, and that's I'm thinking mostly like the Mississippi is where that normally happens, I think.
Yes, yes.
And the Mississippi has a lot of sand islands that I can stop for the night on.
Uh-huh.
Which actually makes that pretty easy. So there's been two other people that have done it before, and that was their solution, so I'm going to follow their lead.
So you've been in touch with other loopers that have done this?
Well, there's two other people that have done it on a kayak that I know of. So.
Uh-huh.
So I've been reading through their websites, and
good.
Hopefully I'll hear back from them soon to get some advice.
Yeah, well, that's great. I guess they'll follow you along. I was going to ask about foul weather, but I guess with your tent, you'll be okay. What about critters when you're on these islands and shorelines? Are you afraid of alligators or anything like that?
No, I haven't had much trouble with any animals during any camping trips. In Canada, I'll have to probably use a bear bag in some areas to tie my food up.
Uh-huh.
But most other animals are pretty timid when they come around people, that once you stand up and they realize how big you are, they run away. In the case of bears, the best thing is to get the food away from them and away from you, because in the end, the bear is going to win. So,
yeah, but imagine.
But that'd be the only animal that I'd be worried about throughout the trip, I think.
So you're not really worried about your safety at all?
No, I leave that up to my mom. She can worry. And I'll have fun on the trip, so.
I was going to ask you, how are your parents handling this whole thing?
Well, they're supporting me on it pretty well, I think, and they're actually going to drive me up and stay with me for the first couple of days on the trip, probably my mom in the kayak, in an extra kayak, and then my dad will drive along for the first couple of days just to send me off, so.
That's fantastic. That must be really good to be on an adventure that you know your parents are behind you 100%. That's great.
It is.
One kind of personal question, and if it's too personal, just we'll bypass it, but it's kind of a solitary route. How will you handle the loneliness?
Well, there certainly will be some nights that I'll be alone, you know, especially if I camp out on an island or something like that. I think at that, you know, for the few nights that I do that, it'll just be like any other night that I got home from work and nobody was there. I don't think that'll be a problem. And the rest of the time I'll be camping along at campgrounds and at staying at the same marinas that other loopers are at. So I think I'll find plenty of people to go and talk to if I need to find somebody.
I was going to say our loopers are the friendliest, well, boaters in general, but I think especially our loopers are some of the friendliest people in the world. I know you're a member. Post to the discussion forum and let people know where you're going to be, and they will welcome you. We had two sisters, I believe they were 16 and 17 two summers ago, that did the loop on a 16-foot aluminum boat. They had people take them into their homes for meals. I mean, it was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've already had
keep
one.
Keep in touch and let us know where you are. And before we
I've already had one of your members, I think it was one of your members, reach out to me through the site and offer me a place to stay in North Carolina. So
you're kidding. How fantastic.
So that's pretty incredible already. And that's going to be quite a ways before I ever get there. So.
Yes. Well, I was going to say before we close up, why don't you mention your blog where people can follow your trip if they'd like and see where you are and how you're doing. Give us the address and tell us when you'll be posting and what kind of information we can find there.
Okay, the blog is kayakingthegreatloop.com, and I'll be doing the daily blog, mostly just updating where I am and anything that interesting that happened throughout the day. I'll try to keep people informed about where I'm going to be next, but timelines are always a little bit strange with the weather, so it's kayakingthegreatloop.com.
And if you'd like to mention your charity, it's not a problem if we just give it a quick plug.
Okay, and that is Irish Water Dogs Warriors, and there'll be a spot on my webpage that you can donate to them as well, or you can go directly to their website. And they've done a lot of really good things with veterans and getting them back out on the water, and were a huge inspiration to me to get out kayaking. So that's
fantastic.
Why I decided to take them along.
Steve, do you have any questions for Tim?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, Tim, then I think we'll close for the day and give you a chance to get, hopefully, Tim was telling us before we got started, he's ready to leave, but the seat for his kayak is lost somewhere in Atlanta. So we'll give you time to go track it down. And I can just wish you the best, safest, and most adventuresome but safe loop. Thanks for being on the show, and good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'll post on the Great Loop website as soon as I'm going to find out any more information about my timeline.
Okay, thank you very much, Tim. Safe cruising. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye.